Drinkies! It's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by the good folks at Liquor King.
Eddie, what was that stunt that you just did?
I was just throwing a tin around.
What was it called? Fun. A turnaround, but it was a double.
A tin around.
I was throwing the tin.
Yeah, the tin. It was pretty interesting.
It felt real Tony Hawk in here. It was like, oh, he's going for the fucking tin, Eddie.
A tin around?
Yeah. As in it goes around.
No, I got that part of it. That's good.
Welcome to the BFM studio. Eddie from Liquor King.
Thanks for having me back.
Some exceptionally interesting cocktails.
Yeah, buddy.
Simple. What I've figured out, they've felt really fancy, but they've been really simple. I could easily make them at home myself. Sounds like some sort of advertorial saying that, but it's the truth.
I think there's this huge fear around how complex and scary the cocktail is. You know,
agreed.
It's pretty friendly. We're just trying to make it more approachable and just kind of like take the curtain down a bit.
You're just chucking it into a shaker and shaking it and then drinking it, basically.
You know what today we're gonna do though? We're gonna take a step back and we're gonna focus on, you know, that basic sour we're talking last week. I'm gonna look at the shake specifically.
Can I actually just say something really quick? John,
yes,
I've just taken your stool. I've decided I'm gonna sit down and just watch Eddie do his thing. I wanna make sure that you don't fall down
over.
And it's one of those moments where it's like, oh, did he do that on purpose? Back to your work, Eddie. Carry on, man.
Okay, so last week we were talking about that sour structure of, you know, spirit, sour, and sweet, and how we're balancing it all together. And so what we're going to do is take one of the most famous sour cocktails known as the daiquiri. Now, not the blended fruity drink. We're talking about the classic shaken cocktail. It's known as the bartender's lubricant. It's got Bacardi Carta Blanca, fresh lime juice, and caster sugar. So nice and easy, just one spirit, one citrus, and just a simple sweetener. And you know, the reason why this cocktail is so, you know, awesome and interesting is that it's simple, so you can hide any of the mistakes or bad ingredients that you have within the drink. Super versatile in the sense that you can swap the sweetener to make a completely different cocktail, or you can, you know, add a herb or modify
like
and amplify
Splenda.
It.
You can put Splenda in there or something.
You can put anything in there.
Yeah, no, carry
on. It makes it change.
Okay. Interesting.
So the daiquiri is like your blank canvas, and it's just super sexy and sophisticated. So that's what makes it so amazing, is that it's so simple, yet this super... There's hints of complexity to it.
You've captured my interest.
Yes,
exactly. When you say it's like there's hints of complexity,
I'm like,
this is radio, but I just started nodding.
I took it from a book.
Interesting.
I have no idea what book it was. So to make this drink amazing, you have to do two things. Put dope ingredients in there, so fresh citrus instead of bottled citrus.
Did you say that? Was that like a pun because it's a daiquiri kind of thing? How deep are we going with this stuff?
How deep do you want to go? This is 95 BFM, so...
That's good.
I feel like...
That's good, Eddie.
It is, like, razor sharp, so... Just be careful what you wish for,
Big Hungry. I've been in this pool for 2 weeks now, so...
Yo,
getting on that feel.
Man.
So to make the daiquiri amazing, the biggest thing that you have to focus on is the shake, because there's so little ingredients in there that there's nothing that's going to hide the dilution that you have within the shake. So when you're shaking the cocktail, obviously you seal the shaker. It's now a vacuum-sealed environment, if you will. So what you're trying to achieve with that shake is aeration, dilution.
I'm like closing my eyes, kind of thing.
Okay, imagine you're an ice cube within the shaker.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do is achieve some form of dilution. So we're trying to add water to the drink. We're mixing the drink by shaking the crap out of it. We're trying to chill it down using the ice. And then we're trying to add aeration. And that's where the bubbles and the lightness of the drink comes from when you shake the cocktail.
Yo.
Cool? So today we're going to build off a daiquiri and make a modern classic known as the Old Cuban. And the Old Cuban is essentially the exact same thing, except we're going to switch the rum from a white rum to an aged rum. Today we're going to use Bacardi Ocho, the 8-year-old.
Can I see this Bacardi? I've only ever seen white Bacardi before.
How old is an Old Cuban?
So the Old Cuban was created by Audrey Sanders in the early 2000s, so not too old.
That makes
sense.
Yeah,
so that's why it's called the modern classic, right? Modern being like not too long ago.
I was just doing a deep dive. I was wondering if there was just a
check out.
Cuban.
Do you want a whiff of this Bacardi? I've never seen it.
Yeah, so that's the 8-year-old.
Oh, wow.
You've never seen it before.
So it's had a bit of barrel time.
Ocho. Call it Ocho. Bobo.
Careful, mate.
Smell it. Do the pop thing near the
microphone. Oh, we did try. This is often...
Try pop.
It's hard to do in front of people, Eddie, obviously.
Oh.
It'll have to do.
So the Old Cuban's got Bacardi Ocho in there, as well as some fresh lime and some caster sugar. And then what we're going to do to it is add a herb to add that freshness. So we're adding some mint leaves, adding some angostura for that spice, And then I'm going to add some Grand Norton Prosecco as well. And that's going to add some dryness to the drink and change it up. So think mojito, but dry and spicy.
Hell yeah. Take it.
And also not over ice, right? Cool. So, you know, switching the soda for the champagne, it lends that aura. It's like the home of the Grand Hotels and bars. So you get to have that nice brown, nutty.
It's like a more interesting mojito.
In a way. Okay, so okay, shall I make the drink?
Call out the measurements.
Yes,
going
sir.
Into a shaker.
It's a mojito with interest, kind of thing.
Into if a shaker. Will, yeah. Eddie looks like he's going to add some mint.
Boom, boom. So I'd say 6 to 8 mint leaves to be safe, but sometimes you have, you know, varying sizes. So just chuck a bunch of mint leaves in there.
Six to eight mint leaves, yeah. Into a shaker.
Do you give them you're going to give them a hiding anyway.
So no need to muddle them because you're shaking the crap out of it anyways. If you want to release the aromas, instead of muddling it to kind of crunch it up. Yeah, just clap it and that releases it, yeah?
I'm not clapping, actually.
So now we're going to add 2 bar spoons of caster sugar. Now, I've been using sugar syrup for the past few weeks.
Sugar looks so grunty like that. It's like, oh, hey, what's up? That's what sugar looks like.
So the main reason why I want caster sugar is it adds a bit of mouthfeel to the drink. And using caster sugar instead of sugar syrup, it creates a slightly different beverage.
Sure, yeah.
Then we're going to add 30 mils of fresh pressed lime juice. And that's just going to...
I saw you do that as well.
Counteract.
That
yeah,
is
100% you saw me,
fresh
you saw me.
Pressing.
Yeah, exactly.
It is not a word of a lie there.
So now what I want to do is dilute that caster sugar, because obviously, you know, we need to bring it into a liquid form, right?
Instead of solid. I want you to do that too.
Yeah, so right now I'm just...
He's doing it.
Yeah,
it's happening.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, just stirring it around just a little bit. Give it like a good love for 15 seconds. That'll just bring it down to liquid form.
Why is John kind of sounding like a bouncer?
Do you know what I love?
Have we got the wrong shoes on, John?
Can I just say, I feel like I've got a huge amount of confidence in Eddie right
now.
Yeah,
right.
My stance is more of like, yep. Mm-hmm, yep. There's just like, I'm pure confidence, 100% confidence in what he's doing right now.
Bitters.
Now I'm going to add 2 dashes of Angostura bitters.
Why is there always a massive bit of A4 around bitters bottles? It's just a standard thing.
Can I have a sniff of the bitters?
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's creamy bitter.
Creamy bitter.
Caribbean.
Caribbean bitter.
Yeah. So if you guys know who Ray Latour is, he's
Barbados.
The brand ambassador of Angostura.
Heard a bit about it from over here.
Curacao. Yep.
From Strathmore. Strathmore Ray.
Aruba.
Shoutouts. Easy. Okay, and last but not least, Bacardi 8, the hero of the beverage.
Bitters doesn't smell that good.
We're going to do 45 mils of this beautiful rum.
It doesn't pour well as well, that cute little...
Yeah, that bottle's banging, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just going to put this over here. Cool.
It's so dark.
So we've added mint leaves, 6 to 8 mint leaves, 2 bar spoons of caster sugar, 30 mils of fresh pressed lime juice, 2 dashes of Angostura bitters, and 45 mils of Bacardi 8. Now, I'm not going to put the Prosecco in, because that'll just make the shaker explode. Mm. So I'm just going to shake the crap out of this for 8 seconds. And also, I'm just going to chill my glass. You know,
I say I know what I'm talking about, but obviously a carbonated drink, you don't want to chuck into a mixing situation.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Have you guys shaken a bottle of soda and then tried to open it later?
I believe it's happened.
That'll happen if we were to do that.
One time.
Cool team, so I'm going to seal the shaker and then, like we were talking about before, achieve those 4 things: mixing, chilling, aerating, and diluting. Cool?
Give it some gas. We're giving Eddie some music, he's got some music.
Cool beans. So, shaken, cocktail nice and chilled, glassware nice and chilled. So now what we're going to do is, before we strain the cocktail in, we're going to add 60 mils of Graham Norton's Prosecco.
What does this do? Because I'm kind of on the
Prosecco
fence about
is kind of like a light sparkling wine.
It's an Italian wine.
Invigorates
the
whole situation.
Just have a sniff of the Prosecco?
So it's going to add that dryness in, and by adding the Prosecco in first, it's going to help mix the Prosecco with the rest of the drink a bit more efficiently than just chucking it on top, where it may either sink or float. So we're going to double strain this bad boy.
Oh, it's a peach. Check it out. A beautiful peach. It's a suede peach. Very nice.
So we're obviously double straining the drink so that the mint leaves don't go in.
This is the Bacardi and the bitters giving it its color.
I forgot all about the mint and now I'm like, yo.
Now the mint's going to be banging, mint. Right? It's going to add that warm, fresh aftertaste to it as well. Cool. And the last one,
Graham Norton. I've never actually messed with any Graham Norton.
Yeah, so it's a new line. It's beautiful. It's extra dry. Love it. We've got a mint leaf on top. There you go. The old Cuban.
Eddie. Taste it. Everyone's raising their hands to the roof.
It's so nice and cold, but it deceptively looks warm. Does that make sense?
Do you want me to just give you some of this?
Yes, please.
Are we taking a sip?
Yes, please.
Oh.
Oh yeah, it's checkered flag as hell though with the shit. Is that champs? Is it champagne?
I don't
know what's going on.
It's a sparkling brew.
Okay,
but it's prosecco, so it's like its own little thing.
I'm not even, still not trying to say that.
I'm
word,
ready for this. I'm do so it. Ready for
he's
it.
Like, he's doing it real slowly.
I'm too teen for this.
Ah, the mint, the mint on the nose.
This so is, like I said, it's kind of like a mojito, but the Angostura bitters and the prosecco give it that really lovely, interesting taste.
It captures your interest.
Yeah, your interest. Yeah, right.
Yes.
So it adds that mysterious spice to it and that extra dryness that you don't normally get from a refreshing cocktail.
I'll give you something, Eddie. This is one hell of an interesting drink.
You're not giving him anything, though. He actually gave you a cocktail.
It's pretty banging.
Maybe that's probably actually more like 20 bucks.
This is so smooth.
Yeah, man.
What you're saying about the cast, the sugar giving it a bit of mouthfeel?
Exactly. So, 100%. Obviously, like, if you were to think of lemon or lime and the citrus component and the sugar, the lemon is something that breaks the bonds of whatever you put inside the drink.
Right,
and
right,
then
right.
The sugar is kind of like your ex-girlfriend. It just clings on and doesn't let go. So by adding sugar in, it adds that mouthfeel by holding the liquid together.
Makes this is right up my alley.
This is about me. I'm from Silverdale, Johnson,
like,
Wardaki, and we're just different people.
I'm into this. I'm like,
is what it is.
Please give me this.
Yeah, buddy. So drop on down to LK Ponsonby, 254 Ponsonby Road, and go see Steph and the team. Super knowledgeable and friendly, and they'll give you a really awesome hand at finding the Bacardi 8-year.
Tell them what you're interested in. Prosecco. Go from there.
Yeah, just you're interested in having some of these drinks, and it's going to be banging. If you can't make it in store, obviously, you know, go to LK. www.lk.co.nz. Use the promo code BFM to get free shipping.
Eddie,
I'm eating
yes
the midleaf.
Last week, I took the promo code for a test drive on
yes
the Liquor
sir.
King website, free delivery, and my stuff just ended up the other day. And
how
we're
it?
Drinking in studio right now.
How interesting!
I'm not drinking. I'm driving.
The system works.
So BFM promo code on the Liquor King website and get free delivery. There you go. Hey, cheers, Eddie. Thank you very much, Liquor
Salud.
King.
Actual
and
cheers.
Thanks for having me.
Try that Bacardi. I've never seen Bacardi with colour to it, but it's a real thing.
So the colour comes from the aging. It's banging.
Yeah, it's had time in the barrel, John. You know about that sort of stuff, mate. I've talked about it for a long time now.
Ah, refreshing. Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Liquor King.